As I was doing my reading this morning, I came across a verse in Psalm 50 that I have not particularly noticed before, and I'm just going to, it's a one line that I'd like to read to you before we pray, because it's got such truths in it for harvest. The giving of thanks is a sacrifice that honours me. The giving of thanks is a sacrifice that honours me. And thinking of what Maureen said about how many, so many people are having such hard times, I think it is a sacrifice for many people to give thanks in the midst of difficulties. But whether we're in the midst of difficulties or not, we can still, or God says it honours him when we give thanks. So let's do that. Lord, we come to thank you for that wonderful hymn that we have been singing that reminds us of your wonderful faithfulness to us. Whatever we're going through, Lord, you never abandon us, and we praise you for who you are and for all the wonderful things that you have done for us. We were singing about pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus to die for us so that we might have peace with you. Lord, draw us all near to you today as we have this joy of giving thanks for what you have given us in material things, but also in so many other ways. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now Sheila's going to do the reading for us. Thank you, Sheila.
Our reading today is from Genesis 8, 15 to 22, in the NIV version. Then God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and your wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that is in with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number on it." So Noah came out together with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives, all the animals and all the creatures that move along the ground and all the birds. Everything that moves on land came out of the ark, one kind after another.
Then Noah built an altar
to the Lord and taken some of all the clean animals and clean birds. He sacrificed burnt offerings. And said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." Oh, may God bless this reading. Amen.
Thank you, Sheila. And now John will give us his short meditation for harvest.
Pam's been trying to impress upon me it's got to be a short meditation, not a sermon. So we'll see how it goes. Can we have that last slide back up? Is it possible? Now, the story, of course, is very familiar, of the flood. Why the flood? Because man was desperately wicked. God had created everything to be good. And man, women too, I guess, humankind, I should say, had messed it up. Hadn't changed much, has it, over the years? And so God brought the flood and destroyed all humankind except for eight, was it? Yeah, eight. Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives. And then, after the flood, as we read, God remembered Noah. And Noah came out. And God said, and this struck me as I was reading it through afresh, he said, "Never again." And he said it again. "Never again." He says, "Never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though their inclination, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood, and never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. We sang earlier on about the faithfulness of God. God has been faithful to his promise over the years. And then we came to the verse that we've got up there, verse 22. As long as the earth endures, this is God's promise to us, to which he has been faithful. As long as earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. As long as the earth endures. There will be a time when this earth is history and things will be very different then. But I've been thinking about this over the last couple of weeks. We have different names. One name that I was brought up with is Harvest Festival. And I've been thinking, what does Harvest Festival mean for you? We don't have a time of feasting and festivities these days in our urban context. And as I sang those hymns, I smiled because we sang at least twice, it may be more than two of the hymns, about dancing. We're happy to sing about dancing in Baptist churches, aren't we? But I haven't seen anybody yet dancing. Nearest we get to it is sometimes we get the flags out and do a troop around. But that used to be a major part of a harvest festival, to have dancing. A community events with dancing and singing and eating and drinking. But what for us today? So perhaps Harvest Festival dates us a bit. Then I was thinking of Harvest Thanksgiving, and surely that cannot be dated. Maybe Harvest Thanksgiving is a preferable term. Celebration, I think, is what Maureen has called this. And that's good. A time to give thanks to God for the harvest. For the harvest. And we immediately start thinking about fields of wheat and that. Wow. For us, in our urban situation, we don't have much experience of that. The food we eat comes from all around the world these days. I had a look at some of these. You might have seen me having a look at some of these earlier on to see where it comes from. Have a look afterwards and see what is the furthest that it's come. I just had a quick look and found Holland, of course, and Denmark, and Morocco. The sardines come from Morocco. But as you look, you'll find they come from all sorts of places these days, not just our rural community here in England. And these days, the war in Ukraine has underlined just how widespread our harvest is and how dependent we are on the whole world for harvest. And some major commodities have become scarce. But then there's harvest of other things that we consider necessary, such as oil. We don't always think of oil when we think of harvest, but we ought to, not just because in some places they grow grain and then turn it into fuel oil, but the petrol that we put into our cars in this country has come out of the ground. And surely that is part of the harvest. And gas. And water. You think of water as part of the harvest that you're giving thanks for. I am. This was empty when I brought it to church this morning, and I tell you why. We've got men outside our house digging up the road. They're putting down fiber optic cable. Well, that's another thing to give thanks for, isn't it? The internet and the communications that we have. But in digging up the road, yesterday they dug up my pipe. The pipe that provides water to our house. And I could see all my water rushing down the road into the drain at the end of the road. And there wasn't any in our tap coming through. So Pam says, we'd better get some water. So she sent me round to the garage round the corner. I was a bit reluctant to go. I think we've got plenty of water. I've got a whole barrel full of water outside that the rain has produced. Well, that's another thing, isn't it? Harvest, rain. Sometimes we enjoy rain. Sometimes rain is a bit of a nuisance. I guess Noah could have said the same. But without rain, we will be in a bad way. But my rain barrel is full of water. So I said, yeah, it's fine. And I did actually find my Katadyn filter. You don't know what a Katadyn filter is. You know what a Katadyn filter is? When we were living in Africa, we didn't have any water in our taps. Didn't have any taps. And we would go down to the river and fill up a barrel or two of water and bring it back home. To drink it, we filtered it. We had a special filter that filtered out all the bacteria. It didn't filter out the viruses, that's the trouble, but it filtered out the bacteria and made it drinkable for us. And I found that yesterday. When we left Nigeria, I'm going to take this home just in case. I haven't set it up yet, but if things don't get repaired today, Thames water came and they went and didn't do anything but look, as far as I can see. So I am giving thanks today for water that God has provided for me. And I'm going to take this home and put it with the other two just to keep us in water for there. Over here, there's a lump of salt, and I tested it earlier on. It is salt. The lump of coal, I'm not convinced that's coal, but anyway, I don't know where it comes from. Sheila will tell us where it comes from. Oh, yeah, it might be. Part of the harvest that we give thanks to God for all these things that He's given to us. Take a moment to think of two or three things that you want to thank God for, especially today. All of you, just think of at least two, maybe three things that you want to give thanks to God for today. Okay, let's hear them. Water, yes. What else do you want to give thanks for today? Yes? I didn't even give thanks. Yes?
Chocolate.
Chocolate, yes.
Fuel,
yes, of all kinds.
Flowers,
yes. What was that?
Everything.
Everything, yes. Just about everything. Some things I don't give thanks to God for, but COVID. But so much to thank God for. And do we do it? This is a special occasion where we can thank God. But let's remember to thank Him every day. For harvest, His supply, for our material needs, the things that we need to keep our bodies functioning, including drinkable water in the tap. Now that, to me, continues to be a marvel, because where we've lived, in Africa in particular, you've got water in the tap, but it's not drinkable. You've got to boil it or filter it or do something with it. But here we just take the water out of the tap and drink it. and think nothing of it. Not to mention gas and electricity in the house. Dare I mention it? The other thing that Thames water is responsible for? Sewage. Give thanks that the sewage from our houses is taken away. We don't even know where it goes or care where it goes, as long as it goes away. We can thank God for that. We've lived in places where we didn't have that. And you had to make other arrangements. And these things that we enjoy, some people have none of those. Some people, even in this day and age, are struggling without those things. So we can give thanks to God for the harvest that provides for our material needs. But then along with Noah, we can give thanks to God for his mercy. For his mercy shown to us, shown to our nation. Do we deserve God's mercy as a nation? I don't think so. And for the whole world, God's mercy shown to us in this past year. By his mercy, we are still alive today to give thanks. To give thanks that the war in Ukraine has not escalated to engulf us all. Pam knows that that's not far from my mind to think that wouldn't take much for us to be engulfed in that war. To give thanks that the economic crisis is not so acute for us that we have nothing to eat today. Give thanks to God that the COVID pandemic has not decimated our population. Yes, many have died, but it hasn't halved the population or anything like that that it might have done. And we here this morning are still alive. For God's mercy, we give thanks to him. We give thanks to him for our salvation. Yes, the Lord has provided our material needs to bring us to this day. He's also provided for our spiritual need, primarily to bring us into relationship with himself, and to enable us to look forward to eternal life, a new life, life with him, life that does not end. We went to a funeral on Friday of our son-in-law's mother. She was of good age and had lived a good life and had served the Lord as a missionary with her husband in Africa. She wasn't sad to go because she knew her Saviour, and she gave thanks to God for the salvation that he had given to her and to each one of us who trusts in the Lord Jesus Christ. How much we have to thank God for. It wouldn't be too much if each one of us spent the rest of this day on our knees, thanking God for his grace, for his provision, for his mercy. Thank him for the harvest. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for salvation. But then, having spent the rest of the day on our knees in prayer, we should continue on our knees in petition. For whenever I come to God in thanks, I say, yes, but. And there is so much to ask God for. So let's think of that too this morning, to pray for continued harvests, for provision for our material needs. In this year, in this season, many around the world will not reap much, if anything. For this harvest or the next harvest. Through a combination of things, climate change bringing flood, bringing drought, destroying the hope of harvests. Through war, where we lived in South Sudan, people would tentatively plant knowing that the tribe next door or over the hill might well come and take it all. What's the point of planting? Well, you have to plant, otherwise you die. But many will not have a chance to plant because war has gone through their land and they're displaced. The fields that they farmed last year, they don't have access to anymore. Let's pray. Pray for others and pray for ourselves. Pray that the Lord will continue to be merciful to us. God has been merciful. Let us plead for continued mercy for us, for Ukraine, for Russia. Think of those mothers who now are facing the prospect of their sons being sent off to a pointless, useless, devastating war in Ukraine. For Afghanistan, where people continue to suffer dreadfully. For Syria, for multiple places around the world where war ravages lives. Let's pray for ourselves. Let's pray for others. And let's pray for salvation. As we give thanks for the salvation that he has given to us, let us pray for those who do not yet know Jesus as Saviour. For our family members, let's pray for them. For our neighbours, the people living in our streets. For those who attend the building next door, pray for their salvation. It's something I've started to do as a practice every Friday, to pray for the people who go through the doors of the place next door. Pray for them, that God will be merciful to them, and that many will come to know Jesus as Saviour. So this harvest festival, let's give thanks for provision, for mercy, for salvation. Let's pray for provision, for mercy, for salvation. Lord God, so we come. We come to thank you, for we have so much to thank you for. Thank you most of all for the Lord Jesus Christ. But Lord, for the provision that we are celebrating today. For your undeserved mercy to us. But, O Lord, we pray that that mercy will continue. That you will continue to provide what we need. And, O Lord, that in these days, many in our country and beyond will be coming to know Jesus as Saviour. That they will rejoice in him and give thanks for him and to him. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.